Anonymous wrote, "You have a wonderful staff of announcers. Jamila, George, Bob, and Pat, Rachel, to name but a few, all have pleasing radio voices that invite you into their world and make you feel part of the programming. It's lively, tasteful, colorful, funny, upbeat, and always makes for a bright spot in any day when you listen to them. I especially like to hear Barbara Bush beat the bushes for cash during the fund drives. Her bombastic and motherly southern drawl always drives me to action and gets into my pocket." A different anonymous wrote, "I would appreciate announcers not making mistakes, Ray, time of day, stumbling over words, etc. They could move up the professionalism notch and make the station more polished." Karen wrote, "I would be happy if the classical music split off and the channel had news and news or interview programming all day." Anonymous wrote, "I listen to WHQR exclusively at home and in the car and enjoy whatever is on. I value the news and entertainment programs, but don't mind the exposure to classical music and even opera that I would never get otherwise." John wrote, "Please, please stop Friday feedback." Anonymous wrote, "Overall, I think the station does a good job balancing the different interests of its listeners, and although I lean more toward news programs, I understand that others do not share my tastes. I do think that maybe a little less classical music in the evenings would leave some slots open for other music formats." Huey wrote, "World Cafe, The Story, the list goes on. There are some really good shows out there that we probably can't afford, but exploration has always been a good thing. Why does WHQR pay for 2 Car Talks and 2 Wait Waits and 2 Prairie Home Companions? Is there a savings on the second broadcast? Did the station pay for 5 Radio Labs that were essentially rebroadcast? Can you argue that that wasn't your fault?" Well, Huey, the fees for the shows you mentioned do allow for 2 broadcasts, so with such popular shows, it makes sense to repeat, and it doesn't cost us extra. The Story is no longer being produced. And great idea about Radiolab, but no, it was our fault. Anonymous wrote, "We realize you're doing your best and cannot please everyone. We were members for many years and would like to feel comfortable supporting this station again." Ben wrote, "You do a pretty fair job of being all things to as many people as possible. Eventually, you'll have to morph into at least 2 separate signals or feeds, 1 classical, 1 news and talk, and possibly 1 alternative jazz or other." Maggie wrote, "I wonder whether there could be a segment, maybe daily, which encourages everyone to get up and dance." Smiley face. Maggie, are you telling us that you don't dance to Frank DeFord? Smiley face. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.